Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 9 people are dead. A number of others were hurt after someone drove a vehicle through a street festival in one of Canada's largest cities.
The bloodshed at closing time, just after 8 p.m. in Vancouver, British Columbia, north of Seattle, at the street festival where hundreds of Filipinos were celebrating Lapu-Lapu Day, a holiday that honors their heritage. Police arresting a lone suspect, a 30-year-old man from Vancouver, at the scene.
Prior to police arrival, he was taken into custody by people in the crowd.
Vancouver's Mayor Ken Sim tweeting, "I am shocked and deeply saddened by the horrific incident at today's Lapu-Lapu Day event."
That's ABC's Alex Perche. Police overnight said there's no indication this was an act of terror, but it happened as the country prepares to go to the polls in tomorrow's national elections. Prime Minister Mark Carney said he's devastated to hear about the horrific events and that the government is monitoring the situation closely. This is ABC News. Experts say new rule changes could mean that automakers won't have to report as many crashes involving self-driving cars. The partial self-driving vehicles that use Level 2 systems are the same kind used by Tesla, and CEO Elon Musk has complained about the standard. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it will not favor one type of self-driving system over another, and that no company is hurt by these changes. Series of racist incidents at St. Mary's College in Moraga, California, still unresolved. No one's been charged or in connection with the incidents. The threats focus on a black student named David, who says the school has not done enough.
It was kind of very disheartening, and I was like promised that things were going to change or things that were going to happen, and just nothing happened.
School says it's taken several steps to combat racism. Eugenio Suarez of the Arizona Diamondbacks became the 19th player in baseball history to hit 4 home runs in one game on Saturday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like an active weather pattern continues around here for the next week or so. We've got a warm front coming in today and tonight. Could generate a few spotty showers or sprinkles this morning. And then we'll have a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Some of those could have hail. And then finally, the biggest outbreak coming tomorrow night as a cold front slides in from the west into the warm, humid air and strong winds. All the ingredients will be in place to see multiple severe weather hazards from high, damaging straight-line winds, large hail to 1 or 2 inches in diameter, and some strong tornadoes are not out of the question either. So definitely stay tuned for later statements throughout Monday and stay alert. We do expect that storm to move away. We'll have some dry, cool weather coming in Tuesday. Most of Wednesday looks quiet. Then a good chance of rain again Wednesday night and Thursday as low pressure sweeps across the area. That could produce over a half inch. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy to some sun patches later. That slight chance of a light shower or sprinkles in the morning. High temperature about 66. Southeast wind up to 10. Tonight partly or mostly cloudy and mild with a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms toward morning. Low temperature about 50. Tomorrow variably cloudy, warm, breezy, and more humid. 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms early in the morning, then again toward evening, high in the upper 70s. South to southeast wind 15 to 25. Tomorrow night, breezy with thunderstorms likely. Some likely severe with large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes. The low temperature about 51. Tuesday, blustery winds in the morning. Clouds gradually mixing with sunshine and cooler with a high of 60. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 63. Good chance of rain Wednesday night. Thursday, periods of rain likely, high 62. Friday, turning partly sunny, high 59. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a cloudy 45 degrees. That's up from our morning low of 40. Yesterday, our high was 62 with no precipitation. A record high for this day was set back in 1936 at 85. A record low set in 1946 at 25. Last year on this day, our high was 78, our low 56. Sunset today will be at 7:58. Sunrise tomorrow at 5:59. No precipitation yet. The barometer holding steady at 30.31, while southwest winds are at 2. Again, it's 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. Deer advisory councils are tasked with weighing deer herd metrics and public input in making decisions on deer management strategies in each county in Wisconsin. The CDAC is made up of two representatives from the county's Conservation Congress delegation and seven members chosen to represent various stakeholder groups. CDAC will meet Monday night at 7 in the Richland County Boardroom at the Richland County Courthouse. John Clare is the chair of the Richland County Conservation Congress.
We listen to the input that the deer biologist from our area has about what the last season was all about. And then there's a lot of discussion. We allow folks that are at the meeting to weigh in on what they feel our direction should be. And we eventually have to make a decision as to what the next season is going to look like. We don't have a whole bunch of options, but some of the options we do have is the number of antlerless tags we give out, the number of antlerless tags we sell. In the past years, each license you purchase, you can purchase a bull hunting license or archery license, and you can also purchase a gun license. With each license, we have been giving out 4 antlerless tags. So if you're like me and you hunt both with a bow and a rifle, you end up with 8 antlerless tags, which is a lot. And we have to decide how many of those antlerless tags we're going to give out, either for free or over the counter. And then we also have to decide on the season structure. Normally there's an archery season, and then there's a rifle season and a muzzleloader season. In addition, we can authorize a holiday hunt, which is antlerless only, which happens usually between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. And then we can also authorize a late archery hunt that happens in January. So we have some leeway, but we don't have leeway for things like earn a buck or things like that. But we do have some discretion as to what we can suggest.
Many of the decisions are based on the projected deer count for the area.
Every year since I've been involved with the CDAC, which has been a while, we have shot about 3,000 does and 3,000 bucks within just a few. And we know and have been advised that if we want to lower the deer population, that antlerless number should be about twice what it's been. And we have tried to get people to shoot does by issuing lots of tags, and that hasn't seemed to make a difference. Well, this past season, instead of shooting 3,000 antlerless and 3,000 antlered deer, the total was about 5,000, about evenly split, so about 2,500 antlerless and 2,500 bucks. And just my opinion, mine alone, probably has something to do with chronic wasting disease. We think that there was a study that just came out that the DNR did for 5 years where they were studying the effects of chronic wasting disease. And the crux of their study, the bottom line was that they feel that when the population of antlerless deer is infected by 29%, then the population will start to decline. And that's maybe what we're seeing. Time will tell. But that's probably going to weigh heavily on what we do with our antlerless tags.
Attending the CDAC meeting in person affords you the opportunity to view the deer herd metrics presented by DNR wildlife managers and to ask questions. It allows you the opportunity to present your opinion on deer management to CDAC members making decisions for the 2025 deer season in Richland County. Again, the meeting will be Monday night at 7 in the Richland County Boardroom. The Dane County Regional Airport is resuming nonstop flights to Los Angeles. The flights will resume May 21st, with service running twice a week through August 30th. Airport Marketing Director Michael Rikers says the return of the seasonal route to LA is a testament to the community's demand for convenient air service. Dane County Regional Airport now provides nonstop flights to 17 destinations. The airport also recently expanded its south terminal to include new restaurants, a bar, and family amenities like a mother's lounge and children's play area. Impelled, a new play by Marnie Bullock Dresser, will premiere on stage in Spring Green today at the Guard Theater from 2 to 4, with a staged reading and a talkback. Impelled is made up entirely of poems.
What I've been trying to do for a really long time is publish a collection of poetry, and that's about 45 to 60 pages of poems. And so it's been 6 or 7 years ago now, I thought, well, now wouldn't it be interesting, because I also write plays, and I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if I could take some of these narrative poems that I have, because I think in characters even when I'm not writing plays, and what if I took three of these characters and put them together on a college campus, how would they interact? And it really was a nice combination. Like, they had lots of good chemistry as characters.
Terry Kerr is the director of the one-act play set on the campus of a formerly Baptist college. An administrator tries to help a student, and a professor is sort of helpful, but under the surface of the everyday, these three characters express a huge range of thoughts and feelings and questions.
One of the things that intrigues me about the human brain, and this is true of my brain, and it's not just my brain, that even when I'm in a conversation with someone that I'm interested in and I want to be there, there are about 10 to 15 other things going on in my head at the same time. Some of them are boring. Some of them is just my to-do list. Some of it is, you know, scandalous stuff. Some of it is questions, you know, asking God, why are things the way they are? And so in the play, there are things that are happening on the surface. And then in between, when the characters are interacting, each of them takes time to express their inner monologues. And sometimes right in the middle of when they're interacting, they interrupt it to go have an interior monologue.
By the end of the day, the characters are not just indulging in really good barbecue from a food truck on campus. It's almost as if they've gathered together for communion. The actors for the staged reading are Melinda Van Slyke, Douglas Swenson, and Hannah Jo Anderson, all familiar to audiences in the River Valley and Madison theater scenes. The curtain will rise on Impelled this afternoon at 2 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Admission's free, but donations will be accepted. Please note, due to the adult themes and spicy language, the play is not recommended for those under 17. In solidarity with communities nationwide, Grand County will participate in the Light the Night for Fallen Firefighters tribute by illuminating the dome of the Grand County Courthouse in red today through Sunday, May 4th. The national event honors the courage and sacrifice for firefighters who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Organized in conjunction with the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, Light the Night invites individuals, businesses, and public buildings to display red lights as a symbol of remembrance and gratitude. For more information on how to participate in Light the Night for Fallen Firefighters, you can visit firehero.org. In recognition of these heroes, the President of the United States has requested that the American flag be flown at half-staff on all federal buildings on May 4th, which marks International Firefighters Day. It's time now for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The town of Gillingham. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1972 Richland County Atlas, Gillingham, it's nestled between the hills in a rather narrow valley that lies what we know as the town of Gillingham. It's located in the town of Marshall in an unglaciated part of Wisconsin, hence the hills. The town is spread out nearly a mile with lots of scenic beauty, lovely farms, neat buildings, and herds of dairy cattle. The first Gillingham Post Office was established in 1881, and it was housed in connection with a store by J.B. Gillingham Sr. In 1931, the two-story building burned, and the present one, a one-story building, was there built. The first mercantile business in the township of Marshall was carried on by Joseph Marshall, who later sold it to George Crosscup. He also handled the purchasing and sale of ginseng. The Presbyterian Church of Fancy Creek was organized on June 11, 1859, by the Reverend J. H. Mathers. As the congregation grew smaller, and finally because it reduced to just six families, it was decided in 1959 to transfer to Richland Center and be a part of that Presbyterian Church. The church was demolished in 1962. The Evangelical United Brethren Church is still well kept. It's a frame building just off Highway 56. The farms in the community are purely a dairy and agriculture nature, the most common size being around 140 acres and commonly 20 cows per farm. Several of the farmers have maple sugar saps that range from 20 to 30 trees up to as many as 150, and on one farm, 550 trees. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Gage Building on Court Street.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Sunday, April 27th. Carol Linz, 79, of Plain, died on April 24th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 on Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow in St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Carol Linz, 79 of Plain. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died April 24th in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held on Saturday, May 3rd at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Campus's Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died on Tuesday, April 22nd. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.
When hail strikes, the Philback family of dealerships strikes back. Trade in your dented, hail-damaged ride and get top dollar towards something new. Or let their certified hail repair techs fix it up at the Philback family of dealerships. Philback features shuttle service between their locations. Call 608-408-3127 or hit them up at philback.com. The Philback family of dealerships, where the customer is first in times of peace and times of hail.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we have a nice handful of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Sunday, April 27th, starting with a happy 10th birthday to my great-grandson, Colin Nelson, from Great Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday to Carrick Thompson. Happy 16th to our little Gomer from Dad, Mom, Landon, and Piper. Happy birthday as well to Carrick Thompson, our smart, funny grandson from Graham and Butchie. Happy birthday wishes going out to Alice Natvig from Park Street Christian Church. Millie Weitzel is celebrating a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Millie, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Birthday blessings go out today to Dan Prohaska from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Happy birthday to Carrick Thompson from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday today to Huckleberry Christ from Sacred Heart Parish. Best wishes and happy birthday today to Carrick Thompson, Hattie Kramer, and Lisa Clark from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Berlin Pauls, Jeff Brown, Mark Chitwood, Jennifer Ottman, and Darcy Perkins. Happy birthday to Pat Crook and Kelly Muller from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday today to Rochelle Purrington from the Bloom City Town Crier. Also, happy birthday today to Jan Hughes from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to Ed and Barb Nazar from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to Dean and Julie Huth from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to Angie and Bill Cagle. We are so proud of the family you've created, and we love you both. From Grammy and Grandpa. Happy anniversary to Angie and Bill Cagle from Grammy and Grandpa as well. To all of you celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and, of course, from The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO's Morning Sports Report is brought to you today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. Busy weekend in high school sports around the area. In softball on Saturday, it was Iowa Grant getting the win over Wisconsin Heights 9-7 with taking part in the Iowa Grant Quad. Also, it was Melrose Mindoro over Cashton 16-1, taking part in the Cashton Triangular. In the Portage Invite, it was Portage 7, La Crosse Logan 2. Also in the Iowa Grant Quad, Highland defeated Hillsboro 9-4. In the Waterloo Triangular, it was Lomira over Mineral Point 7-2. In the Portage Invite, Waterford scored a 5-3 win over Portage. And in the Waterloo Triangular, it was Mineral Point 7, Waterloo 2. Also, in Saturday softball play, Reedsburg defeated Badger 4-3. Wisconsin Heights scored a 7-5 win over Hillsboro. In the NFL draft Saturday, for the Green Bay Packers in round 4 with pick 22, it was Baron Sorrell, a defensive end of Texas. In round 5, with the 23rd pick of that round, the Packers selected a defensive end, Colin Oliver from Oklahoma State. In round 6, with the 22nd pick, they picked up a defensive tackle from Georgia, Warren Brinson. In the 7th round, they had a couple picks. Pick 21 with Micah Robinson, a cornerback from Tulane, and a pick 34, John Williams, an offensive tackle from Cincinnati. Also, in terms of Wisconsin Badgers chosen, the Atlanta Falcons in round 7 picked up Jack Nelson, an offensive tackle, and in round 7 as well, a linebacker picked up by the Indianapolis Colts, Hunter Wohler. The Milwaukee Brewers had placed center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day injured list. Mitchell had an MRI Saturday morning and was diagnosed with a left oblique strain. The Brewers have selected the contract of left fielder Daz Cameron from AAA Nashville. Unfortunately, the Brewers were not able to get the win as they fell to St. Louis 6-5 yesterday. That's 2 in a row on the road to St. Louis and 4 in a row in their loss streak. As the Brewers tried to get the win, it was a close game, but unfortunately they were unable to pull away. It would be St. Louis scoring their first run in the bottom of the second. They would also put 2 more in the bottom of the 3rd and 4th. The Brewers would finally get on the board with 2 runs in the top of the 5th, a run in the top of the 6th, 2 runs in the top of the 9th, but St. Louis would come back with a run in the bottom of the 9th to take the win 6-5. The two teams will go head-to-head this afternoon with a 1:15 first pitch time, and you can hear the game on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. The Milwaukee Bucks return to action, hoping to mimic their win from the last time the Bucks and Pacers went head-to-head, as they scored a 117-101 win. They're still down in the postseason series 2-1, but they will play host to the Pacers this evening with an 8:30 tip-off time. Taking a look at other sports scores from around the league, in interleague play, it was San Francisco over Texas 3-2 yesterday. Tampa Bay scored a 4-1 win over San Diego, and Seattle held Miami scoreless 14-0. In National League play, Cincinnati defeated Colorado 6-4, while the New York Mets defeated Washington 2-0. It was Philadelphia 10, the Chicago Cubs 4. Atlanta edged out Arizona 8-7, while the Dodgers defeated Pittsburgh 8-4. And in American League play, Cleveland topped Boston 5-4. It was Detroit edging out Baltimore 4-3. Minnesota defeated the LA Angels 5-1. The Chicago White Sox, in a high-scoring game, defeated the Athletics 10-3. It was Boston 7, Cleveland 3. Detroit defeated Baltimore 6-2. And Kansas City held Houston scoreless 2-0. In NBA playoff action yesterday, Cleveland defeated Miami 124-87. It was Oklahoma City over Memphis 117-115. Denver defeated the Clippers 101-99. And Golden State scored a 104-93 win over Houston. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
one needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior. The hope of nations. Salvation.
Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you.
You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I. My heart, oh God.
See ya.